ఇన్హాబిటెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ పితృలోకాస్తే
శ్రాద్ధాని
పర్ఫార్మెన్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రాద్ధ సెరమనీ
ఆఫరింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఫుడ్ గ్రేన్స్ టు డెడ్ for fathers
for fathers
by a particular process
by a particular process
na
na
our
our
adi
bhuje
enjoy
enjoy
prasadam
prasabam
by force tanujay
tanujay
by our sons and grandsons
by our sons and grandsons
dattani
offer
చేర్ద సమయ
చేర్ద సమయ
ది టైమ్ ఆఫ్ బేతింగ్ ఇన్ ది హోలీ ప్లేసెస్
అట్ ది టైమ్ ఆఫ్ బేతింగ్ ఇన్ ది హోలీ ప్లేసెస్
హ్యాపీ
హ్యాపీ
ఈవెన్
అభివద్ అభివద్
రన్
రన్
తెల అంబు
తెల అంబు
ఆఫరింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్ విత్ సీసేమ్ సీడ్స్
ఆఫరింగ్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్ విత్ సీసేమ్ సీడ్స్
దస్య
దస్య ఆఫ్ ది డీమన్
ఉదరాత్
ఉదరాత్
ఫ్రమ్
ది అబ్డమన్ నక విదీర్ణ
పియర్స్డ్
బై ది నైట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది హ్యాండ్
వపాత్ skin of the intestines
skin of the intestines
of which
yeah
yeah ego
ego
the personality of god
the personality of god
archa
archa
obtain tasmai
tasmai
unto him supreme personality of god
the supreme personality of god
nama
nama
respectful
obeisances
The inhabitants of the Pitruloka prayed, let us offer our respectful obeisance unto Lord Narasimha Dev, the maintainer of religious principles of the universe, the skilled Hiranyakashipu, the demon who by force enjoyed all the offerings of the Shraddha ceremonies performed by our sons and grandsons on the anniversary of our death, and who drank the water with sesame seeds offered in holy place of pilgrimage. By killing this demon, O Lord, you have taken back all this stolen property from his abdomen by piercing it with your nails. We therefore wish to offer our respectful obeisances unto you. The inhabitants of the Pitruloka prayed, let us offer our respectful obeisances.
Let us offer our respectful obeisances
unto
Lord Narasimha Dev,
the maintainer of religious principles,
the maintainer of the religious principles
of the universe.
Skilled Hiranyakashipu, the demon who by force enjoyed all the offerings
of
the Shraddha ceremonies
performed
by our sons and grandsons on the anniversaries of our death,
and who drank the water
with sesame seeds
offered in holy place of pilgrimage,
by killing this demon,
O Lord,
you have taken back
all the stolen property
from his abdomen
by piercing it with your nails.
We therefore wish to offer our respectful obeisances unto you.
It is the duty of all householders offer food grains to all the departed forefathers, but during the time of Hiranyakashipu this process was stopped. No one would offer Shraddha oblations of food grains to the forefathers with great respect. Then there is a demoniac rule. Everything concerning the Vedic principle is turned upside down. All the religious ceremonies of Yajna are stopped. The resources meant to be spent for Yajna are taken away by demoniac government. Everything becomes chaotic, and consequently the entire world becomes hell itself. The demons are killed by the presence of Narasimha Dev, everyone feels comfortable, irrespective of the planet upon which he lives.
ಶ್ರೀಮೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Just like on the Independence Day, just like whenever the cell phone rings in the inside the temple, you have to pay 50 rupees penalty. Devotees may have to pay 100. When you walk into the temple hall, you put it on silent mode and aeroplane mode. Yeah, it's good if you pay one time 100 rupees, you will remember. Okay? Just like in Karmi society, people, they offer their obeisances to the national flag. People will create many memorials in the name of dead people. Which is like a meaningless activity. Why should a prime minister fool, you go before a clock and say, let me throw that in the room. And they are establishing their traditions. Similarly, they make it compulsory to keep the photos of the leaders in all government offices. People are forced to get their darshan and also forced to remember because of the presence of the photographs. So, the reason why they keep the photographs is that they are very important people of the nation. The nation is indebted for their services. So it all becomes like a ritual. Whenever we see pictures of Nehru or Indira Gandhi or this and that, what did they actually contribute? Should only be a little discussion. When the leaders come, they block the entire traffic until they come and go. political leaders, when they come, they block the traffic. The idea that their time is very important, they are very important people. Their time should not be wasted, or they are high profile people. Their lives should not have any risk. That's so important people. But actually, democracy, you elect the leaders, not that they get some privileges or they get some special concessions. They are elected by the public for what? Now it is your turn to enjoy, so we are sending you. Send there so that we can improve our standard of life, we can improve our quality of life. The tradition is all right that the leaders have given security, the leaders are supposed to be great people, but it should not be like a ritual. The leader may be a rogue, but still, people have to. So, a genuine leader is recognized by how, even in Vedic tradition, the king is supposed to take care of the praja, the people, which they were doing, and why the current leaders are not doing. They say these are representatives of people. People's representative. Whenever you introduce MLA or somebody, he represents the people of this constituency. So there is a complete difference between the leaders in Vedic time and the leaders of the present day. Leaders of the Vedic time, they were not representatives of people. They were representatives of God. That means they really know how to improve the quality of life. They know how to create prosperity. Everything is done by God. So if you represent God, that means you make sure that the God is not forgotten in our day-to-day life. So how wonderful it will be if all our currency notes of India have Krishna's picture on that. Immediately, there will be a total transformation. India will become. So we are just copying, because the British people, they have their ego, they have their domination. Although the queen is good for nothing, but ceremonial, all the time ceremonial. She has nothing to contribute ceremonially. So we say, what actually has to be offered to Krishna? Because we are so foolish, so ignorant, that we try to just replace Krishna with some nonsense leaders, and they do nothing for the public. If at all they do something, they will do something that will mislead the public. Because they are trying to show material civilization. Godless civilization. That's why it's all empty. Civilization has nothing to offer. Prosperity is not there, and people are not quality people. Very people low class mentality. People were on par with animals. Actually, Bhagavatam describes that in a society as now, Swayam Varahastra Karai Purusha Pasu Samsate Nama Gadabriya, something, that sloka, which means in a society where people are all rogues and fools, and they elect a bigger role because they are fascinated by him. I'm only enjoying with one woman. Here is a man who can exploit more women, say the hero. Or you are a simple man, you know, according to every civilization man, Chanakya Pandita said, a person doesn't go out of the house, but can have all his basic needs fulfilled. He's a very wise man, because he can spare all the time for the real business. So according to Chanakya Pandita, a person who doesn't go out of the house, but still his basic needs are met, very wise man. Mr. Prabhupada said, don't poke your head into the world unnecessarily, only as much, just so that you can keep your body and soul together. Nothing more. You're in the world of death. Why should you just get lost? Or why should you work foolishly? You know, world of death means you have to live in the last paisa here. You can't take nothing. Like the story goes with Nanak Dev. Nanak Dev, one time, Nanak Dev wants that people who are well to do should help people who are have nots, help them. Otherwise, what is the use of your wealth? Use of your wealth, if it is utilized for the benefit of others, you get a lot of piety. So Nanak Dev, he was in one place and very rich landlord, influenced by the aura and effulgence of Nanak Dev. The rich man was also standing there with the stone heart. And poor people, they were bringing whatever they have, and through the hands of Nanak Dev, they were giving it out, distributing. But this rich man, he has no feelings for his fellow beings. Just to teach him a lesson, Nanak Dev, he asked one of his followers to get him a needle. Get me a needle. People are thinking, you know, why do you need this for at this time? Maybe have something to get out from the street. So they brought a needle. And he told the rich man, can you do a small favor? Okay. You give me this needle. Let me bring this needle. And give me. And you take this needle to your next birth. To the next birth, you take this needle. Common sense, everybody knows. Sir, how can you take the needle to the next birth? But you have so many crores. Nanak Dev said, okay, and then you have so many crores, how are you going to take all that? Indirectly, he says, the wealth can do good to you if you spend it in the name of God for the benefit of the society. Don't spend the wealth in the name of God for the benefit of the society, that wealth which is stagnant, which is arrested in your chest, in your treasury, and that wealth will take you to a very menial birth. The people who are very attached to wealth, what will they become in the next birth? Snake. The people are very envious not to share anything with others. Snake. So, your wealth, it is yet a snake in the next one. And people will kill you. So the point is, here they're talking about the rituals of the modern society, putting the picture of a political leader on the currency note, or putting the pictures of political leaders. Like I went to a program, a very well-to-do person at the city, many doctors in one family. And my photo was not there. Everybody, all MLS photos, mayors, photo, everything is there. That's their culture. Yeah. All groups, because she loves her all about her. She can only recognize them. I know. At least they can put that picture of all I know. Swamiji lives such a pious life, doesn't take tea, coffee. They are eating, all eating like goats and sheep there. We did not touch it. It is all polluted food. Cooked by bad people, no? And not offered to Krishna. Bad people, not fit to offer to Krishna, and there is no principle that food has to be offered. Just like there are dustbin, lot of animals together, and they try to munch and eat something like that. I just felt like that. You know, what is going on here? No culture. So, human life means without God, we are not human beings. So here we are seeing how the residents of Indra prayed, Shankar they prayed, and rishis and munis they prayed. Today we are reading the Pitaras, the ancestors, the forefathers, because they were suffering so much in the reign of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu, he did not allow any Vedic activities to go on, because he was deadly against. Hiranyakashipu was against God and the godly civilization. He stopped everything. Don't read Vedas, don't worship Brahmins, don't worship cows, and don't worship the demigods, the Brahmins, the cows, the demigods, the ancestors. So this is called the height of demoniac civilization. That's why nowadays people are taking it as some meaningless activity when you are doing this Shraddha and things like that. Meaningless activity they are thinking. That they have no idea about the soul, no idea about the evolution of the soul, no idea about higher destinations of the soul, no idea of eternal happiness, no idea of correcting things by recognizing God and His laws. You can correct everything. Prabhupada is scoffed at the present civilization. They think they are very advanced. Previously there were golden bangles, but people were glass bangles. See? Many colors. Okay. Just glass bangles. But as gold is a rare commodity in ordinary household. People are eating in silver plates or paper plates, so great. Paper plates, almost equal to gobar. That. And people, they cannot recognize a sadhu. Sadhu is no, in a demonic civilization, sadhu is a beggar. They consider sadhu as a beggar. They consider sadhu as an unwanted person. What is he doing? What is your contribution to the society? They say, what are you doing for the society? People are so audacious. They are so bad. Anyway, we have to do this thankless job of somehow you persist. You go on trying because you believe that there is still humaneness is there somewhere in the blood. You believe. But somehow you are a human being. We don't believe that you are outright an animal. It's a question of go on trying, go on trying. So it is said, devotees, they try to devise ways and means how to make people chant Hare Krishna. Because they have no intelligence to understand God. So there's no point in talking to them about God. Just somehow make them chant Hare Krishna. Somehow directly, indirectly engage them in some service. This is called the expert of the devotee. When you directly talk to them, they become very offensive. They become very they only offend the devotees if you try to speak to them about God. Some of the devotees, this is the purpose of intelligence. Devotees, they use their intelligence. How to find ways and means in this demoniac, godless civilization? How to make some sense to them? Introduce Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Srila Prabhupada.